Brought to you by Big Comedy Network.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
Pillow fight.
Is yours made of goose?
We got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow fight.
This is so fun.
We're pillow fighting.
Why is this so fun?
Pillow fight.
Today on Pillow Fight, I'm joined by Matt George, a self-described Los Angeles-based gay known for disliking children and pretending to be straight. He's also the co-host of the hilarious She Rates Dogs podcast. You can find more of Matt on Instagram and Twitter at @machu_chewtrain. This episode is a bit of a Pride Month celebration. Matt and I talk about rainbow capitalism, Ricky Martin's acting career, and our hopes and dreams for a gay season of The Bachelor.
Marry? Kill. Fuck, marry, kill.
So, to start with fuck, marry, kill, the first option is that after 19 years hosting The Bachelor and its American spinoffs, Chris Harrison announced his official departure from the franchise earlier this week. He's supposedly being paid an eight-figure settlement in exchange for not speaking out against ABC or anyone involved with The Bachelor. Number two, it's Pride Month, and the 14-year-olds with internet access are back at it again on Twitter and Tumblr with flag discourse. For anyone who doesn't know what flag discourse is, good for you. It's basically a bunch of people arguing about all the different pride flags and why one pink line somewhere is actually degrading to bottoms and how people who aren't gay men using the rainbow is appropriation and so on and so forth. I don't have much to say here other than that it's back, but that's number two. Number three is that this month, fast food chain Burger King announced that 40 cents from every one of their new hand-breaded chicken sandwiches sold during June will go to the human rights campaign. They sealed the deal with a slam at Chick-fil-A, saying the deal is good even on Sundays, which follows years of Chick-fil-A working with anti-gay organizations and their CEO, I think, donating to other anti-gay organizations. But in 2019, Chick-fil-A themselves pledged to stop working with anti-gay organizations. I don't know about the CEO guy. That's beyond my research for today. But fuck, marry, kill, Chris Harrison leaving, pride flag discourse, and Burger King trying to be an ally and dissing Chick-fil-A. What would you do?
I'm going to marry the Burger King trying to be an ally and dissing Chick-fil-A. I'm going to kill the 14-year-old making the flag discourse. And I only say that because I don't like children. I fucking hate children. I'm out of my life. And then I guess I would, that leaves fuck for Chris Harrison getting his settlement after 18 years working on The Bachelor.
What are your thoughts on Chris Harrison's exit?
So I think, obviously, he did something, there's no like, but he did something terrible. I think he should be gone from the franchise. I love Tayshia being the host and the other host. I was a huge fan of Tayshia. I'm not really sure who the other girl is. But then I found out that David fucking Spade is going to be hosting it. And what is that about? Like, why did, of all the people, that seems like the most random thing they could have done.
I think, so I watched Caitlyn, who's the other girl's season. I think they're like two of the best bachelorettes of all time. And I'm like excited. I think they're both doing already a much better job than Chris Harrison in the first episode, particularly when it's like a bachelorette and not a bachelor.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I saw a tweet that was like, it's probably a lot better for these women to be able to talk to other women rather than this like 40-year-old man for relationship advice.
So I like that. David Spade, I heard they're going to do a rotating cat list, like hosts for the next few things. So they're going to have David Spade do something and Lance Bass do something else. So David Spade is apparently set to do Bachelor in Paradise, which I think
Why
is a little.
Why did they choose David Spade?
I think he must be a fan or something. Maybe he's an ABC. Is his show on ABC?
I'm not sure, but now I'm getting a flashback that he's like friends with one of the someone high up in the Bachelor. But like, still, like David fucking Spade. I cannot see. Like, I can't see him sitting down with a woman and being like, "What's some relationship advice for you?"
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I think that I see from now on the host of The Bachelor no longer being the person they go to for advice and kind of just being the person that anchors the show, because they're not even calling Tayshia and Caitlyn hosts. They're calling them like support guides, or like, we'll be supporting Katie in her yeah. run. So I think like if there's a host, they'll probably also at least have someone backstage to like help this person talk to, and the host will just be there to like give signposts of what's going on.
I don't know. Did they used to have in the Bachelor series? Did they? I just started. I was very, when I was straight, like 2 years ago, I was like, oh my God, you're watching The Bachelor? That's so weird of you. I'm like obsessed with it. But it, back in the day, did they always have all these old Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants coming on to like help out? Not just like Tayshia, but like last season, they had like previous people come and like talk to them for like a day. Has it always been a thing?
They usually have someone come on for like a day or like for one date or something like that. But I think this is the first time where it's like a season long thing or continued over the course of time. But they've usually had like the last bachelor, the last bachelorette, or like a couple of them come in. What's funniest to me is when they do someone who like the show totally did not work for them and like the relationship fell apart and they come to give advice. Yeah. That's always really funny to me.
They're like the last person I want to take advice from.
Yeah. But welcome to Bachelor Nation.
Right.
I've been an avid fan since my freshman year of high school because my English teacher, who I thought was the coolest person ever, when we would do like grammar and spelling exercises, she would make every sentence about things that were happening in The Bachelor. And I was like, this sounds so interesting. Like,
oh my God. She was an English teacher?
Yeah.
That's a badass. I love that. Like, makes learning fun. Mm-hmm. Mine's all like stupid, like random like sentences. That's, oh my God.
I'm sure your former fellow straight boys didn't really get it or like it, but I was so fascinated by it. And now I think I'm at the point where I can watch the show. I've watched the show so many times. I know exactly. I'm like trying to think how they're producing it now. Right. And so I think that's fascinating.
And I think that's an important part is like with The Bachelor, you see like people who you dislike and then, but you're like, they're probably edited a lot. There are some people who I think are like genuinely terrible people, but you have to remember that the producers do like cut and paste whatever they want, wherever they want.
I think like we all talk a lot about people who we think are terrible, who are actually really nice. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people on that show who are actually terrible, who they edit to be really nice because they think like if they do that, it'll be good because audiences will like them.
Yeah.
Because I hear a lot about people who were like given a good edit actually having done something really shitty in the background to someone else, like that always comes out years later. So I'm always curious to know that, because the actual villain just like, okay, either you were like this, which is okay, like bad person, but at least it's entertainment, or you're not as bad as they seem and I'm sorry, but like hopefully you'll get some checks from Instagram and go on Paradise and like, you know, revive your reputation. But the people who are secretly bad, I'm always really dying to know.
Yeah, shocked by when it does come out. Hopefully none of the people who are shown to be bad, the 14-year-olds, are going on their Instagram and commenting all these horrible things too, so.
Yeah, well, they really do. People are crazy on the internet. I remember
ballsy.
A few years ago, there was a bachelorette and she was choosing between these two guys, her final two. And I'm trying to remember. So there were two guys, one that everyone loved. He was like the fan favorite. The other guy, she clearly was really into, but he was a little older and a little sleazier seeming. And people just didn't like him as much. He wasn't as friendly with all the other guys. But she had like a very tearful breakup with the second place guy because he didn't want to get engaged. And so she broke up with him. And then she ended up is now married to the other guy. Mm-hmm. But everyone was commenting like, fuck you for not picking Peter. Like, you're going to be unhappy for the rest of your life and you deserve it. And it's like, okay. Like, yeah, it's a TV show, but like, and you can shit on it all you want watching it, whatever. But like going on these people's Instagrams and like saying shit, it's like, I can't imagine thinking like, this is a good idea.
Yeah. And go touch some grass. Like, you don't need to be commenting on people's social media posts like that, you weirdos. Especially when it's adults doing it. Like, this is not okay when like teenagers do it, but it's especially not okay when you do it. I'm curious, you started watching the newest Katie season yet?
Yeah, I watched the first episode, but I'm not a fan of night one episodes. I just find them to be like kind of This is just meet this. You meet a guy over and over and over again, and they all reveal like the most basic things about themselves and nothing interesting. So I'm just like, let's get to, you know, the action. But
do you have any favorites so far?
I like Greg, the guy that she gave the first impression to.
I like Connor the cat. I don't know what it is.
Interesting.
I don't think I have a furry fetish, but like, he came out, I thought it was so funny. And then he started like pawing at the window. And I was like, this is my man. This is like perfect. I thought he was like really cute. I like funny guys like that though.
Yeah.
I could date the ugliest motherfucker. As long as he can make me laugh, that's perfect.
Well, I think you need to have one or the other.
Yeah.
If you don't have either hot or funny, then.
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. Figure it out.
I just found that to be like, I think there are other people who were funny. I think that the cat thing, I was just like, that looks really hot and uncomfortable. Yeah. And I kind of just felt bad for him almost.
Yeah.
And the guy in the box.
I was going to say that one seems very hot for him. I'm sure he like left the box at certain points because there's no way he like sat in there in that big suit for the whole time.
I was expecting like a knockout to pop out of the box just because it was like all this suspense. And then he was just this like white guy wearing a double breasted suit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what is this? I didn't like
it. Just to lie down.
There were also no Asian men on this season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless I missed
they
someone.
They had that fight, that like random fight all of a sudden. I don't know what that was about.
He
was
like, yeah, me neither.
I hope we find out more about what happened.
I think we will.
Yeah, but it was very random though.
What we saw was like so not out of context too. It was just like this guy being like, yeah, I don't like you and that's not my fault. And the other guy's like, of course it's your fault. And they just like, the rest of the guys are just like hanging out. It's wild how they always manage to find like two people who know each other or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure like a lot of them are coming from like California. So I think those two are.
Yeah. And I think a lot of them come from either, you know, sports backgrounds or pageant backgrounds or, you know, like they're all kind of.
Not a lot. I could never, but it seems like they're all pretty fit. So.
Like there's a huge NFL to Bachelor, like failed NFL star to Bachelor star pipeline.
Oh my God, there is. You're so right. Mm-hmm. Yes. I will say for anybody listening to this, it is Pride Month and I would be a horrible person if I didn't say it. Make Bachelor gay. I don't know how it would work. I think it would end terribly because I think a lot of the people would end up fucking each other, but make Bachelor gay. I would love that.
I think at the least they should make Bachelor in Paradise gay because there are already multiple bisexuals who have revealed themselves in this franchise, and Colton Underwood is an abuser, but he was a gay bachelor, and so I'm sure he's not the only one. I'm sure many people are in the closet who haven't come out yet, and I think
season I watch it, I'm like, he's gay. Yeah. There's like 23 every season.
I don't want to say it always, but you know, I have you ever watched Unreal?
Is that the one? It's like, what's it about?
It's basically a fictionalized drama, like based on The Bachelor, and it's written by a former producer. So it's a scripted show where like it's about producing a show like The Bachelor, but it's really good. And they have a storyline where there's one girl on the show who is gay, and like they make her like force her to come out on camera on TV. But they definitely should have a gay bachelor in Australia. I think they're having their first. They're having a pansexual bachelorette.
Yes. And then in, this is not anything Bachelor, but in the UK, they're doing the first, they say they're going to involve the gays in the Love Island shows. Mm. So I don't know if it's going to be like, hey, this person once kissed a dude. He's on the Love Island now. So we'll see what that's about.
There's always those. I remember there used to be people like that on The Bachelor where it was like, yeah, like I talked to Nick about my former hookup with a woman and he was really accepting of it. So like, that's really cool. And I was like, wow, representation.
Brave.
Are You the One? The bisexual Are You the One season was fun too.
I never watched Are You the One. They had me do an interview for them. And I like, sometimes when I do these reality TV shows like auditions, I'll leave out the fact that I'm gay for a little while. I end up telling them, but then a lot of the times they ghost me after it. So I like to like kind of play it a little bit, see how long I can make it without them finding out. It's terrible of me.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's not your game. You're gaming the system, I think. So
yeah, exactly. Well,
are you the one who was all straight shit, and then last season it was queer, and yeah, it was I think.
Was it good? Was it better than the straight seasons? Did you think?
I've never watched the straight seasons. I only started watching it when I heard there was a queer one.
Yeah,
and I don't think I'd. That concept, if you apply straight people to it, I don't think it's something that I want to see. It would be just like far too, like too much angry sex and not enough like deep conversations about your trauma followed by sex, you know?
Yeah,
Which is important. Like punching each other followed by sex as opposed to like crying followed by sex.
Uh-huh.
You know, I pick the latter. so that's why I wouldn't watch a straight season of either one. Going back to the fuck, marry, kill, I would also kill the pride flag discourse because it's just like the stupidest thing. If that is your oppression, I'm so jealous of you.
Yeah.
Like, wow. If that's your biggest problem is some line and some flag that's like so obscure. Like that's awesome. Good for you. Yeah. And it's just not for me. You know, I'm not able to relate to that, so kill. Yeah. I would fuck Burger King's whole thing because it just seems petty, the whole thing. Like, Burger King definitely is not, like, the Mother Teresa to the gay community thing either. Uh-huh. And so I think this, like, dig at Chick-fil-A is just, like, they're almost, like, using gay rights to get back at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, Chick-fil-A has like the best sandwich. Another fucking Ch-King, which what kind of name is that? Ch-King.
They're Ch-King. It's a sandwich.
Yeah, it's new. It's a hand.
I haven't really been to Burger King that much. I'm not a Burger King guy. I'm a Wendy's guy.
Interesting.
Wendy's is ally. I'm not sure. I made that up, so don't.
Yeah. Wendy's might not be, but Wendy certainly is.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But so I think I would fuck it because it just seems like if they're only doing it for this month, you know, it's performative, but it's funny. It's like funny to watch. And I think it's like, yeah, I've totally hooked up with people just to piss other people off.
Exactly.
And I'd do it again. So
the pettiness of it really attracts me to them. I love petty things. I love being petty. So if they're doing that, good for them. I support it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd marry Chris Harrison piecing out of The Bachelor because I think, like, you know, this scandal aside, I was already getting tired of Chris Harrison. Like, he's aging out of the franchise. It's becoming, like, a show where everyone leaves with an influencer career, and him hosting it just felt a little bit out anyway. Like, I was kind of waiting for him to announce his retirement. And I feel like, you know, someone doing something that you don't like and then you giving them a lot of money for them to not go public with it feels like a lot like marriage, the dynamics of marriage. you know, it's like tit for tat, like, you know, everybody wins and everybody loses, you know? So that feels like a marriage that, you know, will last unhappily, and I'm fine with that, because I'll be fucking Burger King all the time. So
there you go.
Yeah. But
back to the Chris Harrison, like, working with these people and all of them, it just seems like he's like you said, he's too old for this. He needs to retire. He doesn't understand what they're going through. I don't know. I was done with him as well.
Yeah.
He can go into his little hole or wherever he's
He's just like an old man. And he's so like Texan.
Yeah.
And he's totally like such a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Hopefully it's like a good turning point for the Bachelor and Bachelorette series.
Yeah. And I hope that Chris Harrison takes from this thing that he needs to learn more, and he learns more, and he and Lauren Zima, his Bachelor reporter girlfriend, go and live on some nice home in peace, not bothering anyone.
And we never hear from them again.
Yeah. Like, that sounds like the best
ideal everyone. Situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's play a game of would you rather.
Okay, So apparently Kanye West and Irina Shayk are now seeing each other. Kanye has a famous ex, which is Kim Kardashian, and Irina has a famous ex, who is Bradley Cooper. If they were queer in the theme of Pride Month, the next couple to announce their relationship would be Kim and Bradley, but they're straight, so we're not going to get that. But these circumstances have me thinking, if you went through a huge public breakup, would you rather be the one who moves on first, but is like vilified by the media for it? Or would you rather be the one who is seen as the victim, like the better person who did nothing wrong, who's clearly hurting? Other famous examples of this phenomenon include Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles versus Jason Sudeikis, John Mulaney and Olivia Munn versus Anna Tendler, Jeff Bezos and Space versus Mackenzie Scott.
I think I would want to, not to make myself sound like some sad little boy, but I think I usually am like the guy who's like, wow, his ex is fucked up for moving on so quickly. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just want a shot at like me being able to be the one that moves on like very quickly. It's usually my exes move on like while we're still in the relationship because they're cheating on me. So I want to be the one, not cheating on them, but I want to be the one that is like, yeah, fuck you. I like found love before you did. And it doesn't even have to work out. It could be for like a week, whatever. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, because I think there's something comforting about knowing that you can do it again.
Yeah. What about you? What would you choose?
I would choose the same because I think it's just like the pain of the media saying random shit about me would hurt less than the pain of like watching someone who hurt me a lot be happy. And I don't know. That's just me. I wouldn't want to be in the position that Kim Kardashian is in, having all these like children that she is having to, you know, be this kind of martyr in the media for, while Kanye West goes to France with a random woman for his birthday. Yeah. Like, so.
Plus we're both Twitter users. So I feel like we're kind of used to random people like shitting on us for no reason.
Yeah.
So another reason I think I could handle it.
Yeah. It's like, people are going to shit on me. I can at least be having a happy private life.
Yeah.
Because people are going to shit on you anyway.
No matter what. They're always going to find someone, some group of people somewhere are going to find a reason to shit on you. So you might as well do your thing.
Because even the Bradley Coopers and the Kim Kardashians and the Jason Sudeikis and the Anna Tendlers, but even those people I feel like are vilified by some people. And it's when it's so many people that are following you as a celebrity, I think the difference between like 20% of them hating on you and 80% of them hating on you doesn't really feel that different, because it's
right.
A ton of people.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah. They're all posting on the social media. You're not going to be counting how many of them there are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even if for all the like we love yous, there's still going to be like 50, like, you fucking deserved it, you whore. Like, you know, so
might as well. I also kind of like, I love when people are very rude to me on like, I love it. I think it's so funny. Like when people, someone called me a white gay misogynist once because I said sedate babies. Now, first of all, I'm not gay. So they got that part wrong. But no, I love it. I think it's so funny. And I'm welcoming to people shitting on me.
I think it depends on what they're saying. If it's like creative and funny and I'm like, okay, if this wasn't me, I would laugh.
Yeah.
Then I like it. But when it's just something dumb, like ugly or something like that, I'm like, try harder. Like,
yeah.
someone was racist to me. But they like incorrectly assumed my ethnicity. And I was like, at least get it right. Like,
yeah. Do some research before you insult me, sir.
Yeah. So I would rather move on first, because it's like, Kim Kardashian is fielding media responses and like crying on TV while Kanye's with a hot woman in Paris right now.
Yeah. And like, she's stuck with the kids. Like, I don't want to be around kids. I need to.
See, I like her kids and I think they're very cute, but I would not want to be parenting them single-handedly while my ex-husband was
thing.
I think particularly because I think she feels like she has to be the bigger person in this situation because of Kanye's mental health stuff,
right?
And I think she's trying really hard to be, but this would piss me off so much. Like, I would not be able
to idea that he was, maybe I'm not emerged enough in pop culture. I had no idea he was even dating anyone.
Yeah, I think the news broke today.
Oh, today?
So
maybe I'm just not on my cell phone a lot. That's a
lot. Do you follow Dumois on Instagram?
No. What is that?
It's like kind of a Gen Z millennial TMZ. Uh-huh. So it's like an Instagram account where the person who runs it like will post anonymous responses that are like, I saw X and X like hanging out together, like at Grand.
Is it account that like that says where people are as well? Like they're like Tom Holland spotted at Burger King or something.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay. Yeah,
I've heard and, of it, and I just never used it.
Yeah, like, I just followed on Instagram. And I remember hearing the murmurs of it a few weeks ago, and then today People released it, and I feel like, you know, People is People, but People is probably, like, if they say it, it's probably the most likely to be true.
Yeah,
until they confirm it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kanye, I hope you have a great birthday and wherever you're at with your new girlfriend. Kim, I think you're a fucking queen for taking care of the kids while he's there.
It's Gemini season.
Gemini season.
I was just thinking about this, though. When I would really be curious who are the kinds of people that like are sources close to celebrities who sell information to like people and stuff.
I think that may like sometimes I'm like, okay, this is probably staged, but also at the same time, like some people are fucked up for selling their friends or family's personal information like that.
Yeah.
That's so fucked. I'd be pissed. I would find out who did that and just like cut them out of my life. Like I feel like Kris Jenner does a lot of it. Like they're like a source close to Kim Kardashian. Yeah. And you're like, Kimmy, baby, we know.
Yeah. But
like other people, no, fuck you.
Yeah. Cause I don't know. Like sometimes I've seen people saying that sources like People and TMZ and whatever are saying that, you know, sources close to them is like not a real person. But I'm like, I more believe that it's like their best fucking friend selling them out.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know. Maybe I just have trust issues like that, but.
Maybe that's why I have terrible trust issues. I know.
Yeah.
But do you get paid a lot for doing that? I guess it depends on who the celebrity is and what the information you're selling is.
Yeah, I think depending on the information you're selling, but I think like announcing that like an A-lister is in a new relationship or whoever broke their divorce probably got paid so much.
Oh, really?
I think.
It's wrong when other people do it, but if you see me doing it, keep your mouth shut. I will be doing that.
I think that Kris Jenner totally announced everything related to their divorce, though. But I've from my knowledge of shows and movies about Hollywood, not actually Hollywood because I'm not deep in enough to know.
Yeah.
But from my kind of research, it seems like if you are in kind of hot water and you want something to not be published about you, you can like offer up information about someone else.
Oh, really?
In exchange.
Uh-huh.
And so they'll do that. So I think sometimes, you know, if you're connected, you know other stuff. And like if someone's going to run an article about you and you don't want that leaking, you know, you catch wind of it and you say, well, I know something more crazy about this person.
Right. And then, the fact that people have to do that it sucks. Like the paparazzi, I feel like it's such a shitty group of
people.
Like I love hearing about the celebrities doing this or that, but like the fact that people have to like throw other people under the bus to get out of trouble themselves or get like other people from not hearing their information is like very shitty.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that there can ever be ethical paparazzi? We've talked a lot this past year about abolishing the police. Do you think that we can reform the paparazzi or do they need to be abolished too?
I feel like there would be a way to reform them. I just don't know how it would be done. Cause I think a lot of people, like a lot of celebrities would love to go in front of the cameras for a second. And so maybe have like a celebrity green card, like the celebrity gives you the go ahead to do some things. I think certain things should be off limits, like taking pictures of kids. And I don't know. I think it could keep going. I just think there just needs to be a reform. What about you?
Yeah, I think so too. I think that it would also be like, I think kind of now I see something shifting also, which is like in the social media era, a lot of these like outlets post things from the celebrities' own social media as opposed to paparazzi photos. And I feel like if we like kind of go more in that direction, we're going to probably see a decrease in the need for paparazzi anyway, because also like people will probably just like take their own little pictures for their own like private collections and stuff when they see celebrities.
How long has that shift been happening? And do you think it's just because of COVID, or do you think it's, has it been happening longer than that?
I feel like it's been happening longer than that, but it's COVID definitely made it way more of a thing.
Yeah. Cause people can't really like go outside and find people.
Yeah. And like things like Dumois, I think they're way less like corrupt in the paparazzi because they're not selling the information. They're just like people who like went to get lunch and happened to see like Tom Cruise at the diner, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's like, you know, that's fair game. You're out in public. Someone could do that to me and I'm nobody, you know? Someone could just be like, I like that girl's jacket and take a picture of me and be like, that it's on their phone now. So I think that's fair.
I think it's cool to like have things like Dumois, you said, that aren't just super invasive in people's privacy. Like the Britney Spears thing that we saw in that documentary, they're like getting her at her lowest points, like when she's having her breakdowns. And it's sad to see that. Like she didn't need the added stress of having to like be in front of camera on whatever was going on in her life.
Yeah. I think that definitely the longer, I think social media, like being able to be your own kind of press person, is like veering it out of some sort of like exploitativeness of the celebrity, like celebrity. But you know, we'll always have Daily Mail, and I just talked about that on the last episode about Daily Mail. But we'll always have Daily Mail and Snapchat News. And yesterday, I saw in the People magazine Snapchat story that there was a full listicle of celebrities who wore bras as shirts. And I was just thinking about the person who wrote that probably got like a master's degree in journalism.
I think about that a lot when people write articles and you're like, what, why did you go to school to write something like this? But congrats to the celebrities that are wearing bras for shirts.
It's a bold move. It's fashion. Good for you.
Personally, I could not do that, but I'm happy for you guys.
I've dabbled. I've never gone as far as, you know, Zendaya or Rihanna, but I've definitely dabbled.
Yeah. I sometimes wear shirts that maybe are too short for me. So it's kind of the same, I feel.
Yeah. They're crop tops for boys are, you should bring them back.
I would love to. I need to, in order for me to bring back crop tops, I need to get rid of my muffin tops, because it's been a year in quarantine. I can't do that to people yet, but.
Well, we all think Winnie the Pooh is the cutest thing ever. And
that's true. This is very personal, but I see these things that's like, how do you sleep? Like what kind of clothes do you wear? And some are like shirt, no pants. I would rather just be like butt ass naked than that. Just feels weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah. It's Winnie the Poohing versus Mickey Mousing is what I like to call it. Because Mickey Mouse only has shorts and Winnie the Pooh only has a shirt.
Yeah.
I think any sort of thing where your crotch and genitals are exposed and any part of you, any other part of you is covered is weird.
Yeah.
I think like wearing a t-shirt with underwear, fine, whatever. Right. But the moment that the underwear comes off, the shirt better be coming off too.
Right, exactly. And you know, like, These straight men are not washing their sheets enough. So the fact that their dicks are just like flopping around in their bed is disgusting to me.
It's, I don't know. I just have always kind of been a naked sleeper because.
Yeah.
Just,
I like, if I'm going to be naked, I'm going to be fully naked. I'm not going to Winnie the Pooh that shit.
Yeah. Also,
it just feels like weird to me. It's kind of gross.
Yeah. It's strange. It's a strange thing.
No offense to anybody who does sleep like that. I think you're a wonderful person.
I mean, I don't know if you're a wonderful person. I wouldn't say you definitely are. You still have to prove yourself, but we're not ruling you out yet.
No, we're not ruling you out. Okay, fair.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Tina.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Obsessed with the Best.
We met in a spin class in New York City.
Right after my Brazilian wax.
Oof.
And we've been friends ever since. We've worked as actresses, singers, models, makeup artists, and producers.
Depending on the week, we're doing something totally different. And because of our jobs, we have to try everything. Products, trends, you name it.
And then we give you the real deal over drinks.
We promise to only talk about the best of the best. the things we're absolutely obsessed with.
And we cover it all because we know that a book and a documentary can add just as much value to your life as a jade roller and a cocktail.
Welcome to Obsessed with the Best with Alex and Tina. Don't forget to like, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Obsessed with the Best Pod.
So the second would you rather, after an Emmy nomination for his role in the assassination of Gianni Versace, Ricky Martin said he expected his acting career to pick up. However, he is not receiving many good offers, and he told People magazine that because he's someone with a huge range and a ton of experience, a potential reason that he might not be getting these offers is because he's gay. So would you rather not succeed in your career of choice because of an identity you hold, or not succeed because you're actually just extremely untalented and not self-aware enough to realize that? I'm not implying that's what Ricky Martin is. I think Ricky Martin's great. Yeah. I think that his stance is like, yeah, I'm sure that there's a little bit of you're gay, so you're not getting straight roles thing. But I think also it's like, there's probably, they're going to other people first and, you know.
Yeah, I definitely would want it to be because I'm gay. Because if I've dedicated, if I've dedicated my whole life to that, I don't want it to be like me to wake up one day and be like, oh my God, no, I'm actually like really shitty at what I do. Like, I want it to be their fault. Like, they're fucking up for that. That's the stance I take on that. And me, I know, too. Like, a lot of you're same with you.
Yeah. I think it's,
I know, like, a lot of the time, like, people have to, like, I've read stories where people have to pretend to be straight to get these roles and everything, and they're like afraid to come out because of that. But I think, I don't know, if I feel like it's gotten a little better, not saying it's like where it needs to be, but I do think it's gotten a little better. And I feel like if you're someone who's like that talented, maybe you can still make it work. You can still make it work.
Yeah. And I think also the same way that, well, not the same way, but last would you rather, we both chose to not be the victim. This time I'm okay with being the victim because I think it's like, It would just, when I would get a lot of the people who I would care about would want me anyway. Exactly. In the modern world, Ricky Martin's old, and you know what? Like, we're young and we're hip and we have social media followers, and they would be like, okay, Queens, like homophobic, like that's racist and homophobic and you're canceled. Like, that's what they would do.
Twitter would do their thing, as the kids say.
Yeah. And this is when the 14-year-olds come in handy, is when they're defending us.
I think I've heard all bridges with 14-year-olds, and they scare me. Can we go off on a tangent about how 14-year-olds are all like this Barb Stan accounts or whatever Stan accounts? They would, like, I've seen them so many times ruin people's lives on Twitter just by, like, the insults they have. They, like, are more than just, like, a you're ugly. Like, it's like they're eating away at my soul, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I cannot handle you.
Oh, they're like better than the CIA, the Barbs. Yeah. I remember once I tweeted something that was not even negative about Taylor Swift. It was just like, not, I just wasn't being like, yay, Taylor Swift, I love her. I was just making like an interesting comparison of her or something like that. And all of her stans, the Swifties, came to me and they started like telling me to kill myself and stuff.
Yeah.
And then when I remember when I was like whining about it to my friends, they were like, okay, like, You shouldn't complain. Like, at least it wasn't the Barbs.
So. The Barbs are like the worst group of people.
Yeah.
I also did have a run-in with the Swifties because there was a tweet that was like, Taylor Swift mouthed "oh shit" during like a receiving an award, and obviously I'm a cursor. Like, I cuss all the time, and I was like, really, we're gonna put someone who cusses on a like pedestal like this? And they came for me. They really. Hey, the 14-year-olds came out for me, and then like the 35-year-old gay man also came for me, and I'm like, one of you could have realized that this was a joke.
No, when people really don't understand comedy online, it's really drives me nuts. Like, I've posted so many tweets that I was like, oh, this is hilarious, and people have been like, how dare she hold this to you? And it's like, you click on my bio and like the first tweet is like some fucking dumbass shit. Like, it's not real.
I've gotten in so many Twitter arguments because people haven't realized I'm kidding, and then me being the person I am, I just double down on whatever I was joking about and keep doing it.
Yeah.
Which is toxic of me, I know. But like I said earlier, I love like getting in fights online. Except with the Stan accounts, except with 14-year-olds. Please do
not. With, if you're an adult with something substantive to say, happy to get into a fight with you.
Right. But the children, the teenagers, I am, you win. I'm scared of you. Please don't come for me.
Did you ever watch Victorious?
I did, yes. Okay, I couldn't tell you like everything about it, but I've watched episodes. Yeah.
You know Trina Vega, Tori's older sister. Yeah. I think the second option is Would You Rather is Trina Vega, and it's like hilarious to watch, but really mortifying to be.
Wait, so, explain that for me.
Just like she's really untalented and thinks she's like the most talented
person. Oh, yes. Yeah. No, that would be, and no, I hope I'm more self-aware than that. Once I figure out what I'm doing with my life at my big age of 26, I hope I know if I'm like shitty at it or not.
Yeah. And it's like, nobody tells, I like wish someone had like just told her because it would hurt, I'm sure, but she'd get over it.
And also like eventually you will find out and then you're going to realize you've wasted all those years. If my friends don't tell me, I will not be friends with them anymore once I find out.
Because I think that about everyone, like everything I do anyway, but it's like, I think that now. I think that's just because I have a fear of...
I think that you're like shitty at whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I have imposter syndrome. And so I think that like everything I do is bad and everyone is talking about me and saying that I'm bad, but like they're just letting me succeed in public while they like shit on me in private. But I have full dreams about it and I have full, you know, I could write a TV show about all the scenarios I've constructed in my head where that happens. But
as a gay man, I am, I do have very bad main character syndrome. And I think like this is so. Like, this doesn't make any sense, but sometimes I feel like I'm in the Truman Show. I feel like things seem to work out for me pretty well. And I'm like, is it because I'm in the I don't know. It's not even like a joke. I like sometimes think that I'm like, first of all, I need to go to therapy about this because that's not real.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a child, I spent a lot of time wondering like if it was possible, if we could ever discover technology where we could like literally put ourselves in the shoes of other people. Cause I was like, why am I just stuck being me all the time? Like it's strange. And why was I chosen to be me?
Yeah.
Like, who is this?
I can't let myself think about that kind of stuff or like death. Death really like fucks me up.
Yeah.
So I like thinking about like the universe and everything like that. I just try and not about it too deep because then it'll be like 3 a.m. and I'm like, what happens when I die? What's going to happen to me? And that's just not what I need.
Well, in that case, do you want to move on to truth or dare?
That's like a great stopping point before I break down.
Truth or dare? Truth or dare?
Truth or dare, Matt?
I'm going to say... Let's do a dare.
Okay. I know you're sick, so if this is too uncomfortable for you, you can tell me and we'll do something else. But I would love it if you could film a front-facing video of yourself belting an Olivia Rodrigo song of your choice and post it to Twitter.
Okay. Let me see if I can get this. Okay, ready? I feel like it's coming. Imagine how I listen to it a lot. This is a sad thing. Okay, let me get to the part that I know. Tell me. You said forever, now I lie alone on the street. I'm just gonna sing it wrong. I don't care. Red lights, stop signs, I still see your face. Oh, it cut off. But that's...
that was beautiful.
Not to sound super white, but I have been listening to a Screamo version of one of Olivia Rodrigo's songs. I love it.
Which song is
it? It's two driver's license by called Our Last Night. And I've been I've been playing it a lot.
That I'll check that out. I think like the punkier songs on her album are really good, but
yeah.
So I think that would be fun to listen to.
Okay, truth or dare?
I'll also do a dare.
A dare. I was gonna have you sing a song too, but that seems lame because you just had me do that.
I mean, we can both. It's okay.
Okay. I dare you to sing "Believe" by Cher.
I don't even know "Believe" by Cher. Okay.
I dare you to sing your favorite Justin Bieber song.
Okay.
And post it on Twitter. That's a must.
Okay. I'm gonna. What is my favorite Justin Bieber song? Justin Bieber songs. Okay.
I used to have a Justin Bieber CD in my car growing up, and I would listen to it every single day on the way to high school, my senior year of high school. His fans used to be crazy too. I remember my friend was like a Justin Bieber stan, a believer. What are they called?
Mm-hmm. Believers.
A believer. And yeah, she loved him. And I got exposed to their community. They're also, I think any stan group is just a little too much.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, let's see it.
I will never say never. I will fight. I will fight till forever to make it right. Whenever you knock me down, I will not stay on the ground. Pick it up, 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 up. And never say never. Never say never. Never say never.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Truth or dare?
Let's go truth this time.
Have you ever hooked up with someone who follows you on social media who you didn't already know before?
No, I think I could not do that. I don't want people seeing my social. I have not. I think it's weird when people do that because it's like you're hooking up. Not that I have fans, but it feels like along those lines, and I think that's just weird.
Yeah.
And also, like, I don't want people I'm hooking up with to have. They, most of them do, but I don't want them to have social media. I hooked up with one guy, or I dated one guy. This was a very weird guy I dated. He didn't have social media. And so we broke up and he only had a LinkedIn, and I was like desperate to like find out what he was up to. So I was checking his LinkedIn every 2 days. Like, he's not posting updates that much. I didn't need to be doing that. And then after a month, he texted me and he's like, you know, like LinkedIn, like sends you a notification every time someone checks your LinkedIn. I said, no, I actually didn't fucking know that. What
the you have to turn it off where like you can't see who views you and nobody can see that you're viewing them.
Yeah. So I wasn't aware that was a feature. And I have a problem with LinkedIn for that. I think LinkedIn should figure
it's shady. Out. It's pretty shady. It's pretty shady.
Yeah.
I thought Twitter was a little shady for like auto sending red receipts until you turn it off and see on Instagram. But like what LinkedIn does is like so shady.
Can you turn red receipts off on Instagram?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. I was like trying to figure this out yesterday because I don't want to respond to people and and I just have to leave a bunch of messages unopened and that doesn't seem right. Okay. Truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay. I've got a question for you. So recently with like the Olivia Rodrigo thing, she there was another like kind of bringing up of Taylor Swift versus Kim Kardashian. So are you a Kim Kardashian? Are you on Kim Kardashian's side or are you on Taylor Swift's side?
Okay, here's my thing. I'm on both of their sides against Kanye West now.
I can understand that.
Neither Kim Kardashian nor Taylor Swift. I'm like not a stan of either of them, but I do have like, they're like my problematic faves kind of like, I think Taylor Swift is like, they're billionaires. They're problematic, whatever.
Yeah.
They just period point blank are, but I do have soft spots for them. Like, I think that they try to be good people and like are nice and like girls and, you know, really care about the people they care about. And I think that they, you know, Kim was like trying to be there for Kanye and like he didn't have her back given how hard she had his, and Kanye kind of fucked up a moment for Taylor Swift. And I think that like, Like, you know, I think she was there. I think everyone in that situation was being annoying. I think Taylor Swift was being whiny. I think Kim Kardashian was being petty. I think Kanye West was just feeling like he was a god.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can choose between them.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
They're all.
What about you? I don't know.
I completely understand what you're saying. And at the end of the day, Kanye West is, the worst one out of all of them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think I, at the time it was happening, I was on Taylor Swift's side because it did seem like, well, Taylor Swift was being a little whiny, but Kanye West was also like, he ruined her moment. And the fact that Kim is like, still like staying by his side, which I get because that is your husband. I don't know. So she was grouped with him. And so I was on Taylor Swift's side.
When it first happened, when the interruption happened, I was on Taylor Swift's side.
Yeah.
Then they like made up and everything was all fun and dandy.
Uh-huh.
And then the famous thing happened and Taylor complained about it. And I was like, not this again.
Yeah.
And then Kim Kardashian released the lyrics and then I was on her side.
Yeah.
So I think I've been on everyone's side every time. Whose side I've never been on was Kanye West.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he's more talented than both of them to me.
Right.
But it's like, why are you engaging in all this shit?
Yeah.
So, but I think they're definitely like just kind of got caught up in the wrong situation.
Yeah. Hopefully now it's never going to be brought up again. Like their fight between them, maybe they can make up.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious because I saw a lot of people with the Olivia Rodrigo said something to Kim Kardashian, I think. Because Kim was like, I love listening to this. And her kid was like, you never listen to this music. And she's like, yes, I do, right? And then she like asked the other child. And like, if my kid isn't a stand by my side and die for me kind of kid, I don't want it. Like, you have no business being in my life.
Yeah.
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 That's all I have to say on that topic.
Yeah, I think they will be until a certain age and then they'll start no longer.
Yeah. Wanting that.
Yeah. Which is... Okay.
Teenagers, they become evil.
Truth or dare?
Okay. Truth.
Can you tell me about an instance in a friendship where you were the asshole? Like you did
where
something
I was
shitty.
The asshole?
Yeah.
Yes. Let me think of one. It's so hard. I'm never an asshole. So I have my own podcast and sometimes I get to talking and I just like word vomit and say things that I don't mean. And so I was trying to read an ad for one of the sponsors. And I was like, my rat roommate keeps taking my soda, because it was for a soda company. I was like, she loves them so much. She keeps taking them. I hate her for it. And then she like doesn't take all of them. She's had like a couple every now and then. And like, as she heard the episode, she's like, Matt, that was like, you kind of attacked me on that. I was like, oh, I probably didn't. You're probably being gaslighting her into believing I wasn't in the wrong. And I listened to the ad finally, and I was like, oh my God, I was like kind of a dick to you. And her dad came here, and he was like, is there anything I can drink? I heard the episode, and I don't want to take one of my sodas. So like, to that family, to the Holyfield family, I apologize. If I could take it back, I would. Unfortunately, it's out there forever. Allie, I do not think you're a rat for that.
Well, yeah. Public apology.
Yes. There we go. Don't cancel.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
This is the new Kim Kardashian versus Taylor Swift. Who are you? I think you're Kim Kardashian in this situation.
Kim Kardashian, I'll take it.
I
would probably do what she did in the whole situation. So
yeah.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
Dare? Oh boy. I dare you to say the name of your crush on this podcast right now.
Well, I have a boyfriend, so.
Okay. Damn it. that's good that you didn't say someone else's name. I dare you to say your biggest pet peeve when it comes to your boyfriend.
My biggest pet peeve of his? I think it's that like sometimes I'll just like say something just to like observe. I'll be like, oh, like the like front of this building is interesting, and then he, because he knows a lot, will think that I like want to have a whole conversation about it. Yeah. And give me like a history lesson on the thing, and I'll be like, yeah, like that's nice to know, but like, you
I
know
not give a shit.
And then after a while he'd be like, oh, like you weren't you were just saying that. And I'll be like, yeah, but it's not actually, it doesn't actually bother me. I'm just like, okay, like, why are we talking about this?
It's like funny, but also like, it's, I have a friend like that. It's funny, but like, I don't want to learn about any of this shit. Like, I had a friend the other day, I asked him like one military question, mm-hmm. and he started going off and telling me about nukes for like an hour on our car ride. I'm afraid of being nuked, and he did that to me. So I don't need to learn all this information. I'm just knowing the little that I do and mm-hmm. my life.
It's like passively I am learning a lot, so I can't complain too
yeah.
hard.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do one last round of truth or dare before we wrap up?
Yes.
Okay. Truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay.
Or two truths. Let's do a dare. Sorry. I'm feeling
okay. Good. Do a dare. Okay. So you have Venmo or yes. Cash App or something?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to go like find a Venmo transaction of like two people that you aren't super close with, but like you kind of know on your feed. And comment on it pretending like you were involved in whatever that was. So like if it says like Uber or groceries or something, you like you write a little story about how great it was to catch up over drinks or like something like that, and read it aloud.
Okay, so can I just know one of the people? Can I just do that?
Yeah, that's
fine. So this is a kid who went to like my junior high's big brother. Mm-hmm. I think I've had maybe two conversations with him. But let's see. It says the caption was "What a deal." So I'll say, this deal was insane. I love how after all these years, we can all still remain cordial with each other. Like, I'm sorry for spilling my drink on you. What's like a funeral that's like not fucked up to bring up?
Like a wake?
Yeah, I'll just say at your
bat mitzvah?
Baby's first communion.
Okay. Yeah.
Love you. Heart. Okay.
Cute.
Very beautiful.
Oh, I love that. Bless you.
He doesn't know me, I don't think, but...
See, like, you stalked your ex's LinkedIn. I have stalked ex's Venmos.
I have never taken the time to stalk Venmo, but you learn so much from it. Like, you can see who's hanging out without you, who, what... If I had checked Venmo, I would have, like, known that my ex was cheating on me. It's that simple.
I think it's, like, you can make your transactions private, but some people are just too dumb to do it.
I've done private if I'm like planning a surprise, like if I'm throwing in for a surprise party or something like that. But like if they see a random one, that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah. I think that most of mine are public unless I need it to be private.
Yeah.
But I sometimes like other people will do transactions with me and they're just auto on private all the time. And I'm like, what are you hiding?
Yeah. The same sketch.
So okay. I like, you know, I like giving you a brief intro to what I'm up to. So.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Truth or dare?
True.
If you could date one musical artist, who would it be?
Like Rihanna, maybe?
Rihanna, a baddie.
Yeah.
Baddie.
I think most of my celebrity crushes are actors. I was just realizing as I was thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think I would hate to date a musician who was constantly writing songs, like love songs or breakup songs, because I think that would really bother me.
And if you broke up, like, all this shit is coming, like all these songs are about you. I don't want that. I couldn't date a there's a lot of types of guys I couldn't date.
And
he was on that list.
I just think Rihanna is like so unbothered that like she wouldn't like throw me under the bus in a song.
Well, also people are always like adding her and being like, make new music, and she could not give less of a fuck. She's living her life, doing her own thing, and I love that for her.
Yeah. So she's not gonna like.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Shit on you in a song afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, better have my money, and like, I'm bitch. Like, that's fine. It's vague. Yeah. Sure. Like, I do owe you for that time we went to dinner. But actually, she should pay. She's rich. She should pay.
I believe in splitting the bill, of course. But like, when you're Rihanna,
No, Rihanna should be my sugar mommy, I think. I don't think I should have to pay for anything in that relationship.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I had such a good time.
Yeah.
It was so fun to virtually meet you. I know, we haven't officially met,
but this was a fun intro.
Yeah. Do you have anything that you would like to say to the listeners before we go?
Thank you guys for letting me or listening to me today. If you want to follow me, my Instagram and Twitter are @chew_chewtrain. I'm also the co-host of a podcast called She Rates Dogs, the podcast, where we talk about shitty guys every week. So go check us out there too.
Yay. Sounds good. All right. Thanks so much for listening. See you next time. Bye.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
Follow Big Comedy on social media @ILoveBigComedy.